You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A special presentation and international meeting is coming up September 2nd, and it's a part of an SIU project. Douglas Knutson is an assistant professor in SIU's psychology department. Douglas, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This project highlights, it's got a featured speaker, a German professor, Dr. Mechthild Kegelmann, if I'm saying her name correctly.
Absolutely.
Sure. And she specializes in LGBTQ issues, particularly in psychology and in psychiatry, those areas. Am I right?
Yes, in psychology primarily. She was trained by Dr. Carol Gilligan at Harvard, who is a feminist ethicist and psychologist. And so I think some of her work sort of operates at the intersection of ethics, morality, LGBT issues, and really pushing forward more open thinking in Germany.
So there will be this symposium. It's September 2nd from noon to 2 p.m. People can join it remotely via GoToMeeting, but you can also go to Carbondale Unitarian Fellowship. What are you hoping people can get from a symposium like this? And also, what are you hoping they can give?
Absolutely. Wow. I love that you asked, what can we give, right? Because I think learning and interacting around these issues is really a dialogical process. So I love that you asked that question. I think people can get a lot out of attending, even remotely, but on site, we'll have multiple local organizations represented. So we'll have Outlaw, an organization in the law school here at SIU that helps people pursue name changes if they're trans identified and in the process of transition. We'll have Rainbow Cafe represented and tabling there. So people will get an opportunity to see local organizations and to interact with them. They'll also get a free meal because I realized that this event's on a holiday. So I'm trying to really draw people in and give them a lot of opportunities to attend and participate. And then folks can expect to hear about international research. We're really excited that the Office of International Affairs at the American Psychological Association is hosting this talk and making it available nationally. They'll also be recording it and distributing it to international partners, so this is an exciting opportunity. But they're giving folks an opportunity to think internationally and to recognize the partnerships and the benefits of reaching out to folks around the globe and noticing the similarities and the differences in LGBT and other marginalized populations and ways to tie into that and plug in both locally and internationally.
I assume you're talking about experiences, how those experiences turn into psychological issues in some cases or ways that people can overcome things.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
And ways that our societies, regardless of what country we're in, can be toxic for folks sometimes because of the assumptions and the biases and the ways that we've set up our world sometimes create a difficult environment for people to live in. And so I want to kind of clarify that this is not a symposium focusing on how dysfunctional or, you know, how issue-laden LGBT folks are internationally, but really a critique of the ways that our societies and our cultures and we as individuals, I as an individual, sometimes create difficult spaces for folks to live in, and how we can address that as researchers, psychologists, ethicists, feminists in our present society.
A lot of times people talk about research, they think about symposiums like this, and they say, well, that information will then be distributed. This feels like something where people can learn more about themselves and about each other and kind of take that out into society.
Absolutely. And what's really exciting about this scholar being on our campus, aside from the fact that she is amazing, and I'm really excited that she's coming specifically to be with us here at SIU, is that she's very, very affirming and dialogical in her process. And she's very proud of the fact that in Germany, where she's stationed, she likes to have sort of open symposia where students come in and pilot projects and think about possibilities with research. And she sort of shepherds them toward finished projects. And so having her here, able to interact in person with folks from across the university about how we can realize some of these projects and empower some of these voices using the methodology she uses and other methodologies, is just very exciting. exciting to me. And that's what folks can give, right? Because we can give our ideas and our advocacy and our excitement to this event.
It seems like the world around LGBTQ changes really dramatically, really quickly. People mm-hmm. have a hard time in some ways keeping up with terms and other ways that they can be a part or be an ally in those communities. Mm-hmm. Is this something that this will get to as well?
I think it will definitely include dialogue about that. So voice-centered listening, which is the qualitative method that Dr. Kegelman uses, is really about understanding the individualized perspectives and collective perspectives of communities. And what I love about her use of voice-centered listening, because this kind of method grew out of some of Carol Gilligan's work, but the way that Dr. Kegelman employs it privileges multiple voices, or centers, not privileges, but centers multiple voices. And in those voices, we hear stories of oppression, we hear stories of resilience and survival, right? And so I think that that her work in particular will sort of center and surface some of those experiences, and people who attend will be able to then learn from the lived moments in people's lives.
You can lend your voice and have the opportunity to listen as well. Dr. Mathilde Kegelman will be at the Carbondale Unitarian Fellowship on Monday, that's September 2nd, from noon to 2 p.m. You can get more information and register at our website, wsiunews.org. Douglas Knutson is an assistant professor in SIU's psychology department. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.